Do you? Is it Matthew?
I'm Matthew, an alcoholic.
I'm going to tell you a story about my New Year's about 6-7 years ago.
Can you hear me? About 6-7 years ago, I decided to go down to Old Town, go to downtown for New Year's. And what happened was I was a binge drinker. I didn't drink necessarily every day or all the time. But what happened to me was I would binge drink. So I decided to go down with my friends, and I happened to be the designated driver that night, which meant I was going to go to Old Town. And my problem was that I had a lot of trouble controlling my drinking. Once I had that drink, I had this insatiable urge, especially after 2 to 3 drinks, to keep on drinking. And so what that meant for me was that I would just keep drinking and keep imbibing and lose track and not know what would happen. So we went down to Old Town, one of the restaurants that's no longer there since they put out the bidding for the restaurants. But since I was the designated driver, we were going to park in Old Town and go downtown from there. And that meant that I could drink a lot, that I could have my Cadillac margaritas, which is an extra shot of alcohol in a margarita, because I don't know why you'd want a huge margarita with a lot of fruit in it when you could have margarita with tequila and an extra shot of Grand Marnier in there. So that's what I used to drink. And so I drank quite a few of those, and once I got that in my system, those couple drinks, we went downtown, and still the designated driver, but what happened was I kept drinking and found myself outside of the bar, place that we were going into. And for some reason, they didn't want to let me back into that establishment. I was baffled as to why, and ended up losing my friends. And unbeknownst to me, one of them took the car keys or ended up with the car keys at some point. So I was walking around downtown, and eventually it was, I don't know, just walking around and looking for a place to stay or something of that nature, and ended up in a hotel with people I hadn't met before. And then when I left that morning, I found my way to the trolley and got back to Old Town. But I had been searching all over downtown. I'd been back to the hotel room, and I'd called the bar and been searching madly for my keys. And so I went back, and I had one of the pocket keys from AAA, and was able to open my car, get a couple things out, and take a cab back to that apartment. And it happened to be New Year's, the day that I was moving out of that apartment, and get the apartment manager, and last day to be out of the apartment. So definitely didn't work that well. And this year for New Year's, I have opportunities. I've involved with some groups in Alcoholics Anonymous that I hang out with, and or other groups, and decided to go to two friends' house. They're in Pacific Beach, and they have a nice beach party. Last year they didn't have it, but they'll usually have a nice Cinco de Mayo or other party. And this is something where people drink fairly normally. They definitely do drink, and you're suggested to bring a sleeping bag if you want to drink too much and stay there. But I really haven't seen anyone stay there. And my experience is if I had those couple drinks now, 6 or 7 years later, I'd have this insatiable urge. I would end up on the couch like I've done before. I remember one instance where I was on someone's couch, thrown up on the floor, and the dog ate it, so I thought that no one knew. But I'm sure they figured that out, and that was early in my drinking. And that was my goal, was always to get to that line where I wouldn't get ill just before that. I wanted to drink as much as I could without doing something stupid or getting ill, but that line seemed to quickly pass. And this New Year's, I went down to a party where there's plenty of alcohol available, and I'm over 21, and I can buy as much alcohol as I want now. And I didn't feel the need to drink. They actually had sparkling cider, Martinelli's, which is very nice when people offer that, especially at parties for an alternative. They might not understand Alcoholics Anonymous, but some people don't want to drink. So we walked down to the beach with our champagne in one of those bottles you see, one of those big jugs of, I don't know, a gallon or so, and they poured all the different kinds of champagne in it, which I never would have done, because you don't want to put different kinds of champagne. You're going to ruin it, and it takes away the not in the right glass and those sorts of things. So they took their bottle of champagne down to Tourmaline Street on the beach to watch the fireworks, which due to budget cuts or fog, we didn't see this year. And they're so we're on the beach, and we're sitting there, and everyone's having their champagne. I have a cup of Martinelli's we walked down with, and it's interesting for me because no one seemed to care. It's New Year's, and I don't think the police are going to care if a few people have champagne on the beach. But it was interesting. I was able to walk down with that apple cider, and New Year's is so much different. I got home about 1, 1:30, and I knew where I was. I had my car keys. And I didn't, this time I wasn't moving out this New Year's. And that for me, it's the insatiable urge to drink, that when I have those couple drinks, I just can't stop. I remember instances where I went to San Diego State, and I lived near the rec center on campus. And I would go out and have two or three drinks with friends, but I would always want to get something on the way home or drink something when I got home. It was never that I had that little bit, and whenever I started, that was it for me. And I'd like to read something from the doctor's opinion, which has been very helpful for me. And this is something I didn't know when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. I knew that I had a problem with alcohol, but I wanted to do something about it. But no one told me when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous that I wasn't able to drink again. So when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, one of the first things I learned was that I was no longer able to drink. And it's like, wow, that's a big thing for me. And this is from the doctor's opinion. It says, "We believe, so suggested a few years ago, that the action of alcohol in those chronic alcoholics is a manifestation of an allergy, that the phenomenon of craving is limited to this class and never occurs in the average temperate drinker. These allergic types can never safely use alcohol in any form at all, and once having formed the habit and found they cannot break it, once having lost their self-confidence, their reliance upon things human, their problems pile up on them, they become astonishingly difficult to solve." This is in the doctor's opinion, and a few paragraphs down, it says that men and women drink simply because they like the effect produced by alcohol. The sensation is so elusive that while they admit it is injurious, they cannot after time differentiate the true from the false. That was true for me. I always thought that I liked the taste of alcohol, that I was doing it to be social. But then I realized I was actually depending on that. It was something that I always needed. And the reason I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I came to a few meetings and went to a meeting in an outpatient group, and didn't really work for me because I hadn't been to that outpatient group, and I was hanging out with people from that, and we didn't share the experience. So I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and then I stopped coming because I didn't want to address the higher power or the concept of God. And then I found myself at a beach, and they didn't have anything to drink except beer. So I thought, well, I'll try it again. They don't have any water. And then it worked for a while, actually. It worked quite well, and I was able to go out with friends and drink again. Then it just got progressively worse. So that time I ended up actually at Alvarado Hospital with alcohol poisoning. And that's when I decided to stop drinking and get into an outpatient treatment program. And how I ended up in Alcoholics Anonymous was I knew that it was a one-month program. We went a couple times a week, two or three times a week. And that was finite. It was going to end. And I hadn't been going to the AA meetings because I didn't want to address God and I wasn't comfortable with Alcoholics Anonymous. What happened was about the third week that was running out. So I started coming to Alcoholics Anonymous, and it took me quite a while. I still struggle with the concept of God and the spirituality, and the chapter We Agnostics has helped a lot as my sponsor and other people in Alcoholics Anonymous. But I stayed around, and I worked with the sponsor. Actually, there's a men's group. A couple of them are here. Felix used to go to that men's group. It's over at the cafe over there. We used to go in the morning. I think it's still at 9 o'clock right off Waring Road out there. And that's where I met my first sponsor. And we went over to the park on Saturday mornings, and it seemed so funny to be sitting out there with this middle-aged guy out in the park with a big book, wondering what people were thinking of us. But we went through the steps, and we kept going through them. And now I have another sponsor I found at a meeting down in Pacific Beach, and we've been working together for about 2 years now, and it's worked very well going through that. And I still look at the concept of God and the higher power, but I've been able to work about that. And people have shared their experience. And it's interesting that I've kept coming back to Alcoholics Anonymous, and everything is so much easier. My problem was that when I drank, I didn't know what would happen, and I wasn't able to control the drinking. I wasn't able to stop. So I found out, I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and through the doctor's opinion and Dr. Bill's story and other parts of Alcoholics Anonymous, I found that I couldn't drink safely, and this program allows me to be here on Saturday night or come when I'm uncomfortable, and I have regular meetings I come to that I really enjoy. So that's my story of the two New Year's, where I was the designated driver and couldn't get myself home. And this year, where it's very simple. And that's really what it was when I stopped drinking. Everything became a lot more simple. Of course, the problems came up and you have to deal with those. But I was much more able to deal with them. I didn't have the two personalities of the Jekyll and Hyde, where I'd have to figure out what I did and clean that up. It's much more even for me. So thank you.